It's Riverside.
Fox Today.
Stand by for news.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. Joe Biden beats President Trump in a new Fox News survey of registered voters.
The new poll gives Democrat Joe Biden a 48-40% edge over President Trump if the election were held today. But that lead is with 11% still undecided. The president edges Biden on handling the economy, but Biden is trusted more on health care, coronavirus response, and relations with China.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. The polls show Biden ahead with older and independent voters groups President Trump led with in 2016. The Chinese government may be about to take more control in Hong Kong.
Pro-democracy activists in Hong Kong sharply criticizing plans for new national security legislation being proposed in Beijing. The city currently has greater freedoms than mainland China. China is dismissing American complaints, saying no country has the right to interfere.
Fox's Simon Owen. America's listening to Fox News.
I got ketchup and burgers, the buns are in my hand. My chili is simmering up in a pan. From my famous coleslaw to a crock of baked beans, to the corn on the cob and everything in between. I gotta get ready for Memorial Day, 'cause all my rowdy friends are coming over Monday. So get your grill ready. I mean, get it ready. Are you ready for Memorial Day? A three-day weekend party. The unofficial start of summer. Ready to get the good time started. Set up the horseshoe pits. The beer's on the way. 'Cause all my friends are coming for Memorial Day.
Before we get to the weather forecast, Mike Murphy, general manager of Montgomery Biscuits, in the house. Were the Biscuits scheduled to be playing this weekend?
Actually, no. This weekend would have been the Sun Belt Conference Championship down at Riverwalk Stadium.
Man.
Wow.
Yeah, we were looking at a stretch in May where I think there would have been one day without baseball on the field. So it would have been Biscuits games, high school state championships, a couple more Biscuits games, and now into the Sun Belt Conference Championship. And right now we're looking at zero games in the month of May. So
yeah. It breaks my heart. It really does. We will talk to Mike in just a moment and get the full scoop of what is happening. First, though,
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Seniors, they don't want you to worry and be home alone. They have a team to move you to Caravita Village at their cost. Just do not be alone. Call today to discuss your options. Go to CaravitaVillage.com.
So I'm looking at a satellite view right now, and there are some breaks in the clouds, but there's a lot of cloud cover out there this morning, and I think there'll be I'll call it a sun and cloud mix. I'll be optimistic, but I think there'll be more than clouds than sun, but enough sun to get us up to about 90 for a high today. Here we start the Memorial Day weekend, and we're jumping right into summertime with scattered pop-up storms later on this afternoon, a little bit more humid than it has been. Right now, the dew point is 69. I think the dew point will be in the low 70s later. That is like July levels. In other words, it's going to feel humid with these pop-up storms fading out overnight tonight, low 69. Low 90s tomorrow, low to mid-90s Sunday, near 90 on Memorial Day Monday, with random pop-up storms each day. That means your neighborhood could get an inch of rain, the neighborhood next to you, not a drop, or vice versa. That's the way it works in summertime. Not much change Tuesday and Wednesday. And down on the beaches, highs in the low to mid-80s. The beaches from Gulf Shores to Panama City will have some widely scattered storms each day, but the rain chance is only running about 20 to 30%. I think a better chance on Monday down at the beach, with the water temperature now a cool 76. Right now, this morning, we still have that persistent 600-foot overcast with 73 degrees now and very humid at 8:06. Our friends at Plumbing by LukeWire are ready to serve you right now, even during a crisis. Whether it's a broken pipe, a clogged sink, a busted toilet, or a leak behind the dishwasher, plumbing picks the worst time to be a problem. But they're ready to go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to take care of your problem. And they never charge overtime, regardless of when you call. It's a no-brainer at my house now. It's going to be Plumbing by LukeWire, and it always has been. And by the way, they're taking extra precautions to make sure that their employees are healthy. You know, they're not running a fever when they come to your house. They're wearing masks, and they're taking extra precautions during this situation, all right? If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, give them a call, 264-9666, Plumbing by LukeWire, or you can visit them on the web. Their website is acbylukewire.com, but you can click on the plumbing tab, and the Alabama certification number is 84417.
Remember I told you what I was going to use my stimulus check. I was going to buy one of those riding mowers.
Yeah.
I just got a note from Haley at Lewis Lum. We are out of them.
Another disappointment, right, for you?
I got to blame Trump for this. I mean, if I had gotten my stimulus check,
for shizzle,
I would have been able to get that mower. But she says more baby coming in. That said,
it's a COVID-19 lockout. There's no more ball games.
Joining us here in the studio.
Always good to see you. And
yes, it is, but not under these circumstances.
Yeah, I know.
But what's been going on? You know, everybody's been focused on the big league situation. Mm-hmm. Looks like they're trying to work it out. You know, from where I sit, the players are taking a 50% salary cut for an 81-82 game season, but nobody's coming to the park, and that revenue is about what, almost 40% of what baseball operates on. So the owners want the players to take a little bit less or have it deferred. The impact from this is going to be going in for several years, I would think, because even if they do get a season played, even get to the World Series, next year, who knows what the economy is going to be like,
right,
and what salaries are going to be like. It's going to be, I bet Mookie Betts will wish that he had taken the offer the Red Sox threw at him.
Yeah, and not only that, a lot of the holdup right now, obviously, I don't think either side of this negotiation between the Major League Baseball Players Association or the owners are going to come out looking great at the end of the day. But
I agree.
A big part of the holdup is at the end of the 2021 season, their collective bargaining agreement is up.
Oh, that's
so
right.
So that's why they're sitting back and trying to figure out, like, okay, hey, where do we give and have that give and take now to where it doesn't affect that long term?
Yeah.
Which is, it's unfortunate that in this kind of state of the way things are, that that's what it's coming down to. But that's just the way that the negotiations are right now.
Just my opinion, if the major league owners and players don't figure it out fast, it's going to damage them possibly even worse than the strike did.
I agree.
25 years ago, public relations would be a disaster.
So let's talk about the fact that you guys are still scheming and doing stuff, and you've got a benefit coming up.
Yeah, that's correct. So, I mean, our entire staff since the beginning of September last year, whenever our season ended, have been planning and focusing on having baseball games, and now without baseball games, we're shifting all of our creative juices to what can we do besides baseball. So the first thing that we have coming up is this weekend we have a burger competition.
Oh!
So that sound clip you played about the folks coming over, everybody's coming over on Monday to have some burgers.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to show you guys how to make some burgers from some professional burger cooks. We're partnered up with BamaQ, so BamaQ TV, and they're bringing in the cook teams, and we're going to set up griddles on first base, second base, and third base, keep proper social distancing for all these teams. They're going to each be given, some donated Wagyu beef from Hassel Cattle out in Texas, and they're going to put together their best burger. So these three competition barbecue teams are going to be putting together some great burgers, and we're going to have some judges down there. So it's not open to the public, but it is something you can stream on Biscuit's Facebook page and BamaQ's Facebook page, and it is all a fundraiser for Biscuit's Charitable Foundation that we're going to then donate to COVID-19 relief.
And how do you contribute?
So we need fans to download, or folks watching, anybody, to download the Live Source app. So the Live Source app is something that we've used throughout the last couple of years that it when we have our specialty jersey nights and we do auction items. So it's going to be on the Live Source app.
Mm-hmm.
You download it on your phone, Android, iPhone. It's available on all platforms. It's a little yellow and black app, and you'll pull up Montgomery Biscuits, and you'll see some auction items on there. So we have some great Biscuits experiences. So you can be a Biscuit for a day, get a custom jersey, throw out a first pitch, be a PA announcer, be in the owner suite, get a behind the scenes tour.
I like that.
There's one that's come in early and sit in the dugout during batting practice.
You did some with Channel 8 the other day about people wearing Biscuits.
Yeah, so that's a season long. We're supposed to be season long. Now we're looking at summer long promotion with Channel 8. The Big 8 Biscuits. gets photos. So Biscuit Picks, use that hashtag Big Eight Biscuit Picks, and you can get your photo of you wearing your biscuit stuff on there. But yeah, so download the Live Source app.
What are some of the charitable people that you guys deal with? The charities.
So for this specifically, it's all Biscuits Charitable Foundation. We started our own 501c3 about a year and a half ago, and this fundraiser is going through that. And we set it up for general fundraising, so that way we can kind of see where the most need is, and be able to then donate the funds to that. Where again, it's going towards COVID-19 relief. Our goal is to be able to raise enough money to where we can help out several organizations with this fundraiser. So hopefully everybody can tune in on our Facebook page and download that Live Source app.
Who could seat the burgers? Do you need any help there?
I don't. I'm hosting this show. I have to pretend like I gotta sharpen my skills, because it's going to be a weird combination of like a Food Network cooking competition and a telethon and whatever. So I don't know.
What time?
It starts at 4 o'clock tomorrow. So 4 o'clock, while you're sitting around getting your grill ready to do whatever you're doing tomorrow night, turn on Facebook and have that stream in there. And
I'm open to learning something. Becoming a better griller.
Yeah, I mean, like, people put stuff inside the burgers that are really creative. Make them even taste better.
I actually Googled once, or YouTubed, how to make a burger.
Yeah.
And just, I watched like half a dozen videos. Mm-hmm. Everybody's got
a science to it. Yeah.
Some people sear them in a pan before they put them on the
grill. Right, right.
There's all different kinds of ways you can do it.
Any other promotions, down the line here coming up soon?
Well, I was telling you guys off air, we're planning a lot of things. It's just, trying to understand when and how we can do it safely. So we definitely want to, start looking at, if you look at what our promotional calendar was supposed to be, we're supposed to have, a Star Wars theme night. Can we do a Star Wars night without having a game?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Can we do a Harry Potter night without having a game? Yeah. So we're looking at those types of things, being able to utilize our club car bar area, being able to utilize the stadium as a whole, have some folks come out and, create, is it a park in the park night, and treat the ballpark as a dog park for night.
Possibly fireworks.
Drive up Max fireworks night.
Yeah. We'd love to do that. Yeah. So it's one of those things. Logistically, we need to figure out where people drive up to.
Yeah.
I don't want people driving on the outfield. Right. I don't think we'd fit too many folks out there. But one great thing about it is we can utilize the entire field and have people bring blankets out and
sit
on.
Oh, that'd be cool.
And maintain those proper social distancing. But like I said, there's a lot of ideas that we have, a lot of plans. We just want to make sure that everything can be executed properly and safely with all the CDC guidelines.
I get the safety aspect, and I'm not in any way, shape, or form dissing that. But I find it interesting in a game where guys stand 60 feet away from a hard object, traveling at them at 95 miles an hour.
Right.
Guys who will run into walls, tumble into stands, collide on the field, slide into home.
We're talking about their safety now from this virus.
Yeah.
Do you know how the player? We know how the MLB players feel, because they're having the negotiations over the money.
Right.
What about the minor league player? Do you know how they feel about the whole thing? I mean, obviously they're devastated because they can't play.
Right.
But are they? Where do they fall on the side of?
So minor league players are, they're employed by the major league club.
Right.
So, the Biscuits players are not employed by the Biscuits. They're employed by the Tampa Bay Rays. Yep. So
would they fall under the Players Association?
They do
not. Okay.
So that's a tricky thing. So until you make your major league debut, you are not eligible to be a member of the Major League Players Association.
Interesting.
And there is not a minor league union.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a major league union. There's not a minor league union. So these guys are kind of in limbo right now.
Yeah,
because every single day that they step on the field, it's a job interview. It's every single time they go out there. They're trying to make their way to the major leagues, and so those guys are chomping at the bit for that opportunity to get out there. And they're down. The guys that I've spoken to are still down in Florida in spring training, just hanging out in apartments or extended stay hotels. having catches in parking lots, doing whatever they can to stay in shape.
I know that a couple of major league players stepped up and, you know, some of the higher paid ones and covered minor league salaries for the teams in that their club owns. Are they currently being paid or are that...
The last I heard that Major League Baseball and certain teams were paying their players through May. So who knows what's going to come up now, and I think a lot of it will probably depend on what happens with these negotiations.
I saw a thing yesterday that really got my attention. Cubs begin laying off staff. That is not exactly a team that doesn't have resources.
They're not the first one that I've seen from a major league standpoint that has
A few other Reds, I think.
You don't have any inside information on whether the Players Association and the owners are close to an agreement right now.
I have zero inside information. Unfortunately,
you want to make some up.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said before, I mean, I don't know how close they will be because I think in the back of their mind, a lot of them are focused on the long term collective bargaining agreement that's going to come up in the 2021 season.
Yeah,
extremely unfortunate. So hopefully they can, agree to set all that aside and focus on, okay, this is what it is for right now.
It had to do it real quick.
And we'll deal with whatever later. Absolutely,
They're going to have to make, within the next few days.
Something's coming up June 1st, right?
It's supposed to. They were saying they wanted to have start a spring training on like June 10th. Have the first games be 4th of July weekend, and so right now you're coming close on that from their standpoint, and then how will that affect us here in Montgomery? We'll see.
Well, will you keep coming to see us and tell us about stuff going on?
Yeah, absolutely.
Good, great.
Help us with our baseball fix.
I mean, this is the closest thing we have to baseball right now is Michael.
That's unfortunate. That's so unfortunate for everybody here.
No. Look, we care. The Biscuits, they're a big part of Montgomery.
They're a big part of what we do because we would go out almost every weekend and you guys were at home or every home game.
Yeah.
Throw out first pitch.
Yeah.
Do whatever, do
a feeble attempt at that.
Yeah, take an attempt at that. Be completely embarrassed by 5-year olds.
That's one thing. I don't think adults realize how difficult it is when they come up to, you see these kids that are coming straight from little league practice and they've been throwing all day every day and they throw a perfect strike and then you get this guy like I played baseball my whole life, watch it, and they skip it and they throw it wherever,
like Rich Thomas.
Just a bit outside.
It's not easy.
It's not easy. Mike, so good to see you. And come back whenever you need.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate the time. Once again, everybody, please download the Live Source app. Tune in tomorrow at 4 p.m. Biscuits Facebook page.
Is the Biscuits featured in that article you mentioned on Sports Illustrated?
They are not featured.
Okay.
Not specifically about the Biscuits, but it's about minor league baseball in general.
But you say merchandising is still
absolutely, yeah.
Going well?
Yeah, you can shop Biscuit Basket online right now. Yeah. We're hopeful that it'll be opening up soon, and we'll have hopefully a big event for that.
Thank you, Michael.
Thanks.
We appreciate it.
Thanks for coming by, man. Good to see you. It is 20 minutes after 8 o'clock. Also reopened, and I saw a 24-hour difference in somebody you all know and love, Rich Thomas, when he got his first IV at Infusion Crown
Laser. Oh, my gosh, on Monday. And took a friend there yesterday, and he's a new customer.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great.
In fact, we did the whole package, the IV, the glutathione, and the cryo. And guess who did the cryo yesterday?
Did you?
Yeah.
Good for you. Yes. I'm planning on going.
It's cool.
it is. Cryotherapy is cool. I also have heard that a couple of local professional athletes have gone to infusion for the cryotherapy because it's a 3-minute, supercharge to your system. Everything you need to heal, to feel better, is in your bloodstream. And cryotherapy accelerates the delivery system called your bloodstream. And it really, really works. It even gives you a sense of mental clarity when you step out of that chamber after 3 minutes.
That's amazing. I hadn't done it in a while.
And you're just scratching the surface above and beyond the IV, because the IV works because everything goes directly into your system. There's no process. Your stomach does not accept everything that you take in pill form. some of it, but not all of it. They also offer Juve Light therapy, which is a very comfortable.
I learned more about that yesterday.
Yeah, it helps with pain and inflammation, right. Collagen production, can even enhance weight loss. So can the IV. They have one for that as well. Check out the full menu at infusioncryolaser.com or call 296-1662. Ryan Turner, Lori, and that great staff over there can help you make the right choice, the service that they offer that works best for you at Infusion Cryo and Laser. 296-1662. It's 822.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jalea Brooks. New amended health orders will allow more Alabama businesses to reopen over the Memorial Day weekend. Governor Kay Ivey made the announcement Thursday despite growing COVID-19 case numbers. Entertainment venues like theaters, casinos, bowling alleys, and arcades can now reopen. Youth sports practices can resume, and daycares and summer camps can open. The Alabama Department of Public Health is now reporting at least 529 deaths related to coronavirus. 13,000 people have tested positive for the virus across the state, and more than 1,500 people have been hospitalized due to COVID-19 since March 13th. Montgomery County Probate Judge J.C. Love is requesting nearly $87,000 more to make voting in the upcoming primary runoff safer for voters and election workers amid coronavirus concerns. And those are some of your local headlines. For more on these stories and others, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Jalea Brooks.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic light to moderate traffic all over the city. I-65 and 85 looking good through downtown Montgomery. We don't have really any problems anywhere. Just a little congestion at most of the major intersections. Watch out for that. Still Woodley Road at Macedonia Drive blocked due to a tree that's fallen across Woodley Road. Can't get in, can't get out that way. That intersection is below Virginia Loop, though, so if you're out Woodley going to Virginia Loop, you can get through to Virginia Loop. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated throughout the morning. Premier Place Shopping Center is open for business. Shop It's Fashion, GNC, Shoe Station, Cato, and more. It's all at Premier Place Shopping Center in Prattville. Another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Expect increased traffic this holiday weekend and understand it may take you longer to reach your destination. It's more important to arrive safely than to arrive on time. The Vance Law Firm wants you to stay safe.
Your Memorial Day weekend forecast from the Weather Channel. Look for a flurry of activity in the liquor store, turning to widely scattered drinking throughout the weekend. Continued high pressure of social distancing leading to less than enthusiastic mask wearing. There will be a high likelihood of Dad burning burgers on the grill, followed by Mom's potato salad with too much mayonnaise. Chance of kicking off the summer by seeing a blockbuster in a movie theater, 0%. And that's your Memorial Day weekend forecast from the Weather Channel.
Confidence. Peace of mind. A way forward. During tough times, these are the things we all want. And with the personalized help of a Trustmark relationship manager, it's something we can find together. That's why Trustmark is standing by business owners. No matter what challenges you may be facing, we are here with a suite of financial services to help you find a path forward. Learn more at trustmark.com/business.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Is your foot pain becoming a hassle? Can't get through a workday without pain? Can't go shopping without limping down the aisles? I'm Dr. Brian Killey, a board-certified podiatrist with specialized training in endoscopic procedures for heel pain and neuromas. Most diagnostic procedures can be performed right in the office, saving you the time and trouble of going from place to place. So don't run around town to fix your feet. Call me at 265-7585 for an appointment. That's 265-7585. Serving Montgomery, Greenville, and surrounding areas for over a decade. Follow us on Facebook or visit us on the web at www.greenvillefootcare.com, where doctors' profiles, directions to the office, hours of operation, and new patient paperwork are all just a click away. You can also find useful information on common foot conditions and services that we provide. I'm Dr. Brian Killey with Greenville Foot Care. Happy feet! Start here.
No representation is made as to the quality of podiatric services to be performed or as to the expertise of podiatrists performing such services.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Hi, this is Larry Stevens for Montgomery Paint and Body. For over 35 years, the Turner family at MPB has been repairing your vehicles good as new, maybe better, after a collision. And for just about all those 35 years, I've entrusted my vehicles to MPB because I know they will do it right. Donnie Holly and Brandon Turner are open at this time to take care of your vehicle repairs. But a lot has changed since MPB opened their doors. Insurance companies do things differently when it comes to a claim for body repair. To help save time, MPB asks that you call ahead to schedule an appointment to come in. By doing so, they can discuss your provider's procedures and save time when you stop in and help get your repairs moving quicker. For me and thousands of others, from little fender benders to total body repair, MPB has repaired our vehicles good as new, maybe better. The Turner family is praying that everyone stays safe from COVID-19, but they also pray your drives are safe. When you need Montgomery Paint and Body, call 279-7325. That's 27REC with a W.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Oh, wow.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Presents our rocket scientist of the day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
Our mayor, Stephen Reed. Here's the point. If you go to the thread I have on Facebook right now, you're going to see a lot of inside information on how ununique this situation is with hospital beds, the ICU, and COVID-19. Just read the comments from people who have experienced this. In the meantime, I don't understand how talking to Juan Williams on Fox, how being on CNN, or Rachel Maddow on
CBS,
on MSLSD, CBS, how's that going to put more beds in Baptist? What you should do instead of running around like a guest on The Tonight Show is call President Trump. And you won't, because I guarantee you, if you called him and said, we need help here, he'd have the Army Corps of Engineers here this afternoon with a setup to handle the overflow. Do your job. And your job is not to be a national TV star or raise your political profile. It's disgraceful.
Bows down.
Swell.
Sorry.
Well, that's a great exclamation. Well, it's 23.
It's points. Yeah, it was up. The futures were up.
I can handle a lot.
Yeah, the futures were up earlier. So I thought it was going to start off pretty good. And then it's like,
It's what happens at 3 o'clock that I care about.
Well, what was it yesterday? It was up.
Yeah.
And then by the end of close,
I know.
Down.
Yeah, Brandt said we should expect it to be kind of
it's all wobbly.
Yeah.
Oh, C25,000.
By the way, that was brought to you by Applied Security. Strong, safe, easy to operate systems that work. They can assume your existing monitoring for under $30 a month. A local company with 4 decades of experience. Mark and Vicky can be reached at 279-8338 to batten down your home, business, or property. 279-8338 for Applied Security, Alabama Electronic Security Board permit number 276.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
We've seen some improvement here in the last few minutes. The cloud cover situation, that low 700-foot overcast is now kind of mixed out. We have those high clouds, and so we'll see a sun and cloud mix today. Enough sun to get us up to about 90 for a high temperature. So here we are starting the big Memorial Day weekend, and it's really going to feel like summertime. A little bit more humidity out there, you bet. I mean, the dew point will be in the low 70s. Remember, we talk about dew point. We don't like the dew point when it's over 65, and we certainly don't like it when it's over 70, because that's where we live all summer. Scattered pop-up afternoon and evening storms for some lucky towns. We had some nice downpours yesterday. Good luck again. They will fade out later on this evening, and the overnight low temperature down to about 69. Then tomorrow, high in the low 90s. Sunday, high in the low to mid-90s. Monday, high at least around 90, with random pop-up hit-or-miss storms each day. Some towns get lucky and get a lot of rain. Other neighborhoods nearby, nothing, not a drop. That's the way it works, and not much change Tuesday and Wednesday. Right now, this morning, we have some high clouds, and we'll call it a sun-cloud mix, and 72, to make it 73 now at 8:33.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
It is 8:33. Let's speak to Keith. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
Played a little soundtrack earlier of a person laughing in the background there when he was talking about the Trump.
I'm during Fox News?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's me.
It is?
That's from when I was telling you the story about my daughter-in-law with my ball after eating some ghost pepper.
How do you like that? I was wondering where I stole or got that from.
That's me.
Thank you all for... Right.
Are you the guy that said media?
No.
That was somebody else. Media. Thanks for the call.
Thanks.
8:34. As a member of the media, I strongly suggest you listen to what Jay Scott is about to say about the Seafood Bistro.
Oh, the Seafood Bistro.
Press media.
They're open up today at 11 a.m., just like they do every single day. And you can call them at 279-7500 when they open. Put in your order there and go by and pick it up if you want to do that. You can go inside and grab it if you want. They'll bring it out to your car if you don't want to do that. Or you can have it delivered using one of the delivery apps on your phone. Any of those, by the way. DoorDash, Waiter, Grubhub, Uber Eats, all available to you. They all have the menu on their system right there as well, so you can order from the menu that way. You can go online and do it at theseafoodbistro.com. You can put your order in at their website and go by. Again, go inside, pick it up. Have them bring it out to you if you want to do it that way, whatever the case may be. Or if you just feel like dining in, they're open. You can go inside, sit down, order a meal, and eat it inside the Seafood Bistro. The best part about that is you get to smell everybody else's meal and yours and just have that wonderful fragrance of delicious seafood from the Seafood Bistro. Don't forget to like and follow them on Facebook. Follow them on Facebook because they post so many food pictures every single day. Cooking it, serving it. It is delicious. The Seafood Bistro, located at 1651 Perry Hill Road, open at 11 a.m. today.
And when you go, please ask to see Paul.
Don't!
And tell him that you heard about him.
And do it exactly like that.
Yeah. Hello. 8:35.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, Woodley Road completely blocked by a falling tree. That's at Woodley and Macedonia Drive. That's going to be out past Virginia Loop. So if you've got business on Virginia Loop, you can go Woodley to Virginia Loop. But out past that, no traffic inbound or outbound on Woodley. They're working to correct that problem right now. Around the city, we've got some congestion. East Boulevard at I-85. Troy Highway intersection at East South Boulevard is very busy, as well as Federal Drive and Atlanta Highway on to Madison into downtown. Use caution in those areas. Reinhart Used Car Supercenter has low mileage vehicles, trucks, vans, SUVs, cars, all at tremendous savings. Get the deal that best works for you. Reinhart Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Expect increased traffic this holiday weekend, and understand it may take you longer to reach your destination. It's more important to arrive safely than to arrive on time. The Vance Law Firm wants you to stay safe.
For Alabama News Network, I'm Jalea Brooks. The Alabama Department of Public Health is reporting at least 529 deaths related to coronavirus. 13,000 people have tested positive for the virus across the state, and more than 1,500 people have been hospitalized due to COVID-19 since March 13th. New amended health orders will allow more Alabama businesses to reopen over the Memorial Day weekend. Governor Kay Ivey made the announcement Thursday despite growing COVID-19 case numbers. Entertainment venues like theaters, casinos, bowling alleys, and arcades can now reopen. Youth sports practices can resume, and daycares and summer camps can open. Montgomery County Probate Judge J.C. Love is requesting nearly $87,000 more to make voting in the upcoming primary runoff safer for voters and election workers amid coronavirus concerns. And those are some of the top stories this morning. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Jalea Brooks.
It is time
for
stupid
news.
What news?
Stupid
news.
Let's go. We are your stupid news talk station on 93.1 FM.
Look at me when you say
this is kind of an interesting story. 6-year-old kid went fishing, just like with Paw on the Andy Griffith Show.
Oh, Paw.
He helped solve a neighbor's mystery when he went magnet fishing in a lake and reeled in a safe that had been stolen 8 years later.
Oh.
Earlier, rather. Knox Brewer, age 6, took up magnet fishing after watching a video about the practice on YouTube. We got it to help pass the time during the virus, his mom said. He's learned about rocks that are magnetic and those which aren't. He was on Whitney Lake on Mom's Day when his magnet attached to something really heavy. Stranger helped him pull the line back up, and they discovered a metal safe. Contacted police and soon discovered the safe had been stolen from a neighbor's home 8 years earlier.
Huh.
She's got some missing charm bracelet pieces that were still in there. She said all the expensive stuff was gone, but at least she got some closure and some of the pieces back.
I wonder if Geraldo was around for that opening, you know.
You know, he missed an opportunity, didn't he? You know him. We all love Mommy the Swami. I am so glad she is an Adams Drugs customer. You know, what a lot of folks have found out during the last couple of months, maybe it's convenient to get your prescriptions filled at a box store or grocery store, but when there's panic buying and limits and social distancing, do you really want to wait half an hour or longer and then in line inside the store to pick up what you need to stay healthy? At Adams Drugs, they have 12 locations. They're your local company, all staffed by people who are eager to please. They'll bring it out to your car. If you don't want to go inside, the stores are open, and the gift shops are now open as well. But if you want to have a completely contactless experience, they can make that happen for you. You pay by credit card over the phone, pull up to the store, and they'll bring it out to you. And if you're homesick, this happened to a friend of mine just yesterday, but the doc called it in, and they delivered it to the house, because driving while you're sick is really no safer than driving under any kind of other impairment. So Adams Drugs offers that option as well. Local people who have the time and with a long heritage, 58 years here in the River Region, and wellness clinics at 3 spots, Wetumpka, Millbrook, and the one up the street from us at Perry Hill and Carmichael. Go to adamsdrugs.net for the one, nor you. Morning Maroon nominees are not too far off.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is here. Light at the end of the tunnel as things start opening back up.
Amen, brother. Things are opening back up, and we're open at Tucker Pecan. We are ready to sell candies, nuts, and all kinds of great gift items. We still have the great gift items and still have the finest and freshest candies and pecans you will find anywhere. Since all this has been going on, we've been sitting back waiting, but now that we're open, we're ready to see our customers again. And I want to thank all of our customers because during this time, people have been calling, ordering, doing curbside, shipping gifts. I mean, we've shipped gifts for people that I've never met before, some old friends out of state. You know, everybody's worked together to make it through this, and we're going to work harder in 2020 to make sure that our customers know how much we appreciate them, because every day you're what makes Tucker Pecan what it is today.
Tell them where you are located.
We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery, or you can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
When you go to the mechanic in here,
pass me the torque wrench. Nope, let me have the flamethrower.
That sounds wrong. You know what else sounds wrong? When you hear about the interest you're earning on your savings with the largest banks. But with a Marcus by Goldman Sachs online savings account, you could earn much more interest. And hear this. Open a Marcus by Goldman Sachs online savings account in minutes at Marcus.com. You can money.
Comparison made to the three largest U.S. banks measured by total deposits. Rates as of February 4th, 2020, and may vary by state. Goldman Sachs Bank USA, member FDIC.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
By the way, welcome to 3 Men and a High-Speed Chase on News Talk 93.1 FM at 844. And in about 16 shopping minutes or so, we'll see young
Joey
and the crew he's assembled for your Friday morning entertainment. This story troubles me from the Netherlands. We're doing our Morning Maroon nominees, but this isn't really that kind of a situation. A poor grandma in the Netherlands was called to a courtroom and forced in front of a judge to delete the photos of her grandchildren that she put on social media without their parents' permission. I can't imagine anything that would deflate the good heart of a grandma.
Yeah.
Hey, we didn't give you permission for those. You can't show off your grandkids.
Who do you think you are putting those pictures on?
Really?
That's my grandkids.
But there are three nominees. To introduce them, we welcome the great American Ayatollah Jean Kadai.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right each and every day. We present for your consideration our Morning Maroon nominees. Now, installing garage doors is an honorable way to make a buck, right?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
What's wrong with the garage doors we got?
Garage doors we got work pretty good, don't it?
Well, not for 35-year-old Justin Strasberg in Eagle Mountain, Utah. He works there as a garage door installer. Turns out, though, that the garage doors he was installing had been stolen from other people's homes.
That's a problem.
He would go to houses under construction, steal the garage door, and then install it for one of his clients. So he got paid for the labor
right,
and the door, and it was all profit.
That's just wrong.
He is facing several burglary charges.
I could imagine.
You know, when you think about it, how many people are in that profession? So if garage doors start getting stolen, the police say, who do you think we should check out first for this? How about somebody that
installs garage doors?
A man in Michigan was in a car accident.
What do they call them, Michiganders?
Michiganders. This guy is a Michigas. He was not hurt in the car accident, neither was the other driver, but when police showed up, they noticed that he had a lot of movement in his pants. Turns out, they said, what do you got in there? Seems like you have something living in your underwear. He had to produce what was a stolen puppy he was hiding in his pants.
Oh, I thought he was just happy to see them.
No. Probably just the opposite. So, stolen puppy in pants.
Okay.
And I don't have too many details on it, but guess what state it happened in?
I'm going to go with Florida.
Duh. You would be absolutely correct. This happened at a Home Depot in Florida, where four old guys were arrested after getting into a paint fight at Home Depot.
Really?
I'm going to guess that maybe these guys
had alcohol involved.
Possibly in quarantine for an extended period. Uh-huh. And the temper wasn't holding up too well. So why not go to Home Depot and have a paint fight? So who do you like the most out of that elite group?
Let's see.
We
have garage door robber. We have stolen pants, puppy pants. And we have...
Stolen puppy pants.
We have paint fight. What do you think, Jay?
The paint fight really annoys me because then if somebody had to clean that up.
Yeah. And that's not, even if you catch it as it's happening, most of the time, once paint's on it, you're just smearing it around.
Yeah. After recently painting a bathroom, I was in the store the other day and walked by the paint section just because it was on my way to wherever I was going, and I felt physically ill because I hate painting.
Yeah.
And so, I'm going to go with them for the amount of mess that they caused for the cleanup that had to be done, because you know they didn't clean it up.
No. Right.
Some poor sap had to do that, and that's...
You want to go with him, then?
I'm going with it.
Okay.
I don't know if anybody else agrees with me, but that's where I'm going.
No. What an imbecile. What an ultra-maroon.
Times four. If part of your... my daughter yesterday, we chatted briefly. She says, I need to do some retail therapy, otherwise known as shopping.
Mm-hmm.
Get out of the house, go somewhere and do something. And the place you might want to consider doing that this weekend is the longest serving furniture store in the River Region, and that's Kaiser, with over half a century and an absolutely enormous warehouse just north of the city at 4044 Wetumpka Highway, which means whatever you pick out, you pay 8.25% sales tax. And they had to really work through a very contrived system while they were closed during the pandemic, which struck me as ridiculous because it's so big. Social distancing, it's one of the safest places you can shop anywhere in Alabama, with all the great name brands and furniture. And as a result, they've got a rather crowded showroom, and they would like to create some space. You can help them out and take advantage of prices that are down by almost 50%. At least up to that much. Everything, not a single piece in the entire display at Kaiser Fine Furniture is not on sale at dramatic reductions. Good time to buy. They can connect you with a Synchrony bank account for qualified buyers, and you can buy at 0%. So you pay no interest, no sales tax, and you get the best furniture. In fact, they cover it all. This is not a themed sort of place. It's big enough where they can have every style of furniture, no matter what it is you like, they'll have it. See Stella. She can help you navigate your visit if you're working within a specific price range or you're looking for some one particular type of furniture. Whatever. They'll take great care of you when you visit Kaiser Fine Furniture. ShopKaiser.com. Please tell them you heard about it here.
Good
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Woodley Road completely blocked by a falling tree. That's at Woodley and Macedonia Drive. That's going to be out past Virginia Loop. So if you've got business on Virginia Loop, you can go Woodley to Virginia Loop. But out past that, no traffic inbound or outbound on Woodley. They're working to correct that problem right now. Around the city, we've got some congestion. East Boulevard at I-85. Troy Highway intersection at East South Boulevard is very busy, as well as Federal Drive and Atlanta Highway on to Madison into downtown. Use caution in those areas. Reinhart Used Car Supercenter has low mileage vehicles, trucks, vans, SUVs, cars, all at tremendous savings. Get the deal that best works for you. Reinhart Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jake.
Expect increased traffic this holiday weekend and understand it may take you longer to reach your destination. It's more important to arrive safely than to arrive on time. The Vance Law Firm wants you to stay safe.
2 years from now, got any plans? I don't. But 2-year contracts make you plan around them anyway. What's even happening tomorrow? At WOW, we give contracts the modern touch by not having them. With us, not only do you get our super fast Internet 200 for a ridiculously low $44.99 a month, but you'll also get a $100 Visa prepaid reward card and safe contact-free installation. Sign up today at WOWWay.com.
Wow.
Limited offer for new customers with auto pay and paperless billing, equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Offer subject to change. Restrictions and terms apply.
Let's face it. Credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I order takeout, use my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000. The process is all online. You never have to leave the house. And you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news for an additional discount. Lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
Hi, this is Jessica Smith at Memories Flea Antique Mall in Prattville. We're a local business with a small advertising budget, and we found working with Blue Water, we were able to put together a plan that would work for us. If your business is in need of advertising, I would recommend you call Blue Water Advertising.
Radio advertising is the engine that drives business. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Try to make it my outdoor habit of putting on repellent spray. 'Cause whenever I'm outside, there's those little black flies, and it doesn't really help just to shoo them away. Yeah, they sure can wreck a good barbecue. My body, they sure love to eat. Yeah, they're teeny, they're meany. When they bite, I'm itchy. Here I'm cooking out, and it has me freaking grilling. Cheeseburgers and swatting flies. Those little darn things you can't see, but they bite. They're attacking me.
Stuff for all the holidays here in our system. And that one is one of the oldest that goes back a long, long way. We are at 8:55, and it's time to have our end of the week grand prize drawing. And by the way, it's great to have Mike Murphy from the Biscuits in the house with us today. And so we didn't really have time to get a conundrum started, so we're going to do a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card to start out.
Okay, that'll be the first one.
All right, that'll be
number 24.
24.
Number 24 is Keith.
Keith.
F. In fact, it's the guy that laughs.
Is that him?
That's him.
He's going to be laughing even harder now because he just won. All right, that's Seafood Bistro. Excellent. Enjoy some really awesome dining. Next up, Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto, the works, oil change, service on your vehicle, tire rotation, car vacuumed out.
For caller number six.
Six.
Perry G.
Perry G.
Winning.
Congratulations. You can redeem that at any of the three Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire locations. By the way, you can check them out on Facebook. They serve all of Prattville and Millbrook from Highway 14 behind the McDonald's. And, of course, downtown at 408 Madison, people returning back to work, just drop your car off there. They'll get you to your office. And on Bell Road, north of Vaughan. Next, a Clark's Club membership, $159 value. And when they tune your system, your electric bills will be as low as they can go.
Look at this, number 33.
33.
That was our most recent caller. Or actually, he's a double winner. Todd W.
Todd W. Way to go. You are the newest member of the Clark's Club. You get two annual tune-ups to your system, the guarantee of priority urgent care service if something goes wrong. And they've got an amazing team of plumbers to discount on parts and labor for any work you might need. For the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and people, call Clark's or visit clarkcomfort.com, Alabama certification number 99004. Eddie Bader is in the house. You doing afternoon duty too today?
Yes, sir.
Well, look, it's a phone call. Who's this?
Hey, this is Perry. I need to talk to Jay.
Yes, you do. Hold on. Yeah. And who's this?
This is Keith.
Hey, all right. Hey, how do you like that?
I'll be a minute before you can get here in the spot here, because I got to get the names.
That's very cool, though. I'm glad our winners were listening. Of course, we got our grand. Usually, we leave 20 seconds to do the whole drawing.
That's right.
We have a little more time today. Something you may want to consider doing, because I have no idea how much longer the deals are going to be available. Go to jackingram.com and take a look at what's available in New. My friend Marianne went and saw Tip Tames and came home with a new Sentra. She's a happy girl. That was, I believe, yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And we're talking about the whole family of Ingram stores. And I really, you got to know, if you need wheels, thoroughly vetted, reliable wheels, the signature used car lot is the place to go, because all of those cars have been thoroughly vetted. They will not put their name on the back of a vehicle that's a troublemaker. They just don't want to do that. Okay. So you can buy with confidence there. And Tip Tames and Eric and that team, they'll take great care of you. But in the new car stores, like Nissan, they have 289 new Nissan vehicles in.
Okay,
6 months of delayed payments and 0% for 72 months. That's not going to be around much longer. Once the economy starts to perk up, these kinds of opportunities won't be there. So it really is, the corona pandemic. No, now is the time. That's what smart people do. They buy in when the getting's good. Mm-hmm. Volkswagen. Their Volkswagen store where I spent my first Memorial weekend 15 years ago at 255 Eastern Boulevard. 4 months of delay payment, 0% APR for 72 months. All the stores are motivated to sell. Volvo, some great certified pre-owns there. Porsche, Mercedes. Jack Ingram represents the very best in cars. So if that's part of your weekend plan, please stop by and see them. So we will not be here on Monday.
Right.
Oh, then you were going to say something?
Correct.
Yes. I will be here tomorrow morning with Rosie and Eddie and the Seth Spotlow Experience, as he's called. Joey is next.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
News. I'm Chris Foster. Michigan's Attorney General calls President Trump a petulant child and says she'll speak with